The mountain ranges around Haines are used by outdoor adventurers for many different activities. People summit their peaks to go berry picking, skiing, snowboarding, and mountain goat hunting. And according to Haines resident Burl Sheldon, the trails used to access these places today have been around since before Alaska even became a state.
People that came here in the 60s cleared what was used in the previous generation by the soldiers that were here at Fort Seward. And we're using the Mount Rapinski hike as recreation. And
Sheldon chairs the Haynesboro's Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. Recently, the committee has been focusing more on how to improve trails in Haynes.
The trails subcommittee was developed because there are a number of items in the Haynesboro Comprehensive Plan that we've just not made progress on that relate to our local trails.
The borough assembly allocated $20,000 to fund trail assessment and development. That's because trails on Mount Rapinski and Mount Riley are used a lot by the public and commercial tour operators as well. While these trails are marked on the borough's maps, they aren't really owned by the borough. Sheldon says the trails cross state land, but they also cross the private property of local residents and entities such as the University of Alaska and the Alaska Mental Health Trust.
Because of the complexity of ownership, and because those trails are very important, if it were the borough's business to say, well, we need to coordinate and get our arms around this collectively, that would be a good idea in my view, personally.
Trails crossing private property in Haines haven't caused many problems in the past, but recently legal concerns have been raised by some property owners. David Griffin with the Mental Health Trust Land Office reached out to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee about the issue earlier in August. In an email, he wrote that trails on Mount Rapinski and Mount Riley cross through trust land without any authorization and that commercial tour operators using the trails are trespassing. This is worrying for local alpinist Jess Kaiser.
Right now, both residents and visitors think that these are public access trails. And I think the take-home way message for me right now is that everyone who uses the Rapinski Trail system is walking on private land, and we should respect that and have gratitude to those landowners.
Kaiser is the chair of Haines Huts, a nonprofit that recently applied for a lease from Alaska's Department of Natural Resources, or DNR, to build a public-use cabin on state land on Tuggahoe Mountain. DNR says the public is not allowed to access the cabin by crossing private property illegally. But right now, the easiest access to the proposed location of the cabin is from the Mount Rapinski trailheads, which cross private property.
DNR has requested that a discussion be had within the Haines community about these access points. And so the ideal situation would be that the Haynesboro takes the lead on this and identifies a trailhead where it can support securing a public easement.
According to DNR, an easement safeguards public trails by legally protecting them from future land actions that might restrict access. They can also benefit property owners because they limit liability and may provide a tax benefit. At a meeting Monday, the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee advised the Haynesboro Assembly to look into acquiring easements from landowners who have property within the Mount Rapinski Trail System. The Assembly will consider the request at its next meeting. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.